The movie The King's Speech is garnering rave reviews. Lots of Aussies are loving it. Geoffrey Rush is part of it. In fact, he was acknowledged by Colin Firth when Mr. Firth accepted his Best Actor gong at the Golden Globes. Geoffrey has become my best friend and indeed my geisha girl. Everyone giggled. Well, it wouldn't have happened if not for our next guest. I received an email that said Geoffrey Rush would not have been in the movie The King's Speech if not for a Melbourne resident called Elspeth. Well, Elspeth is on the line. How are you this morning, Elspeth?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is great to hear. Now, I've had suggested to me in an email that you went above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that Geoffrey Rush got to see the script for The King's Speech. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's true.
What happened?
Well, my friend Joan Lane, who is the producer on the main producer with Wild Time Productions, was given the script in 2006 by the American playwright and was having trouble getting it off the ground. And she, when I was over in England one day, she said, if only I could get Geoffrey Rush to play the part of Lionel Logue, the Australian speech therapist, and said, knowing I was Australian, she said, do you know his agent? And I said, well, I don't know his agent, but I know where he lives. Just joking. Anyway, I returned to Melbourne and I was minding my own business when I got an email from Joan saying, I'm sending a package of information out and I want you to deliver it to Geoffrey Rush.
Now, at the time, Elspeth, did you actually know where Geoffrey Rush lived or was it a throwaway line on your part?
No, I did actually know where he lived, yes. But it's quite an unorthodox approach to go direct to someone rather than through their agent.
So what did you do?
Well, I just delivered it, in fact, to his letterbox and said a little prayer and just hoped he wouldn't ignore it and think it was some crackpot.
I don't want you to give away any details of Geoffrey Rush's house, but let's just talk about the letterbox. If we're talking a film script and package, that must be quite a spacious letterbox that he has.
I didn't give him the whole script, but I didn't ever read what was inside this package that I was delivering, but it was information about the script and so on. Yes, he does have quite a big letterbox, but I must say I wasn't quite sure if it was in use. It looked a bit covered in spider's webs and things. But 2 days later, Joan Lane in London received an email from Geoffrey Rush's agent in Sydney. So he was very keen about it and conveyed this via his agent.
Yeah, he mustn't have mucked around in reading the whole thing. So did you put it inside the letterbox and just hope he'd come down and open the letterbox and find it?
That's correct. That's what he did. But the point was that then he was very keen and he was keen to put his name to this project. And so then my friend Joan Lane could go around now not only with the idea of the play or the film, but with Geoffrey Rush's name attached to it.
Absolutely. Is it true?
That's when it took off, and that's when all the other actors and directors and everyone came on board.
Because once the Great Australian Talent and Oscar Award-winning actor Geoffrey Rush is on board, everyone wants to get on board. Everyone's hoping they come down to their post box and find a script jammed in there. Is it true?
So my letterbox drop was pivotal.
Is it true, Elspeth, that also enclosed was a letter of apology for the lack of protocol?
I never read what was in this envelope, so I can't. But I imagine that she would have said that she was sorry she couldn't go through the normal channels.
Yes, Joan's email to me says, enclosed was a letter of apology for the lack of protocol, which probably read something along the lines of, Dear Mr. Rush, apologies for you just finding this on your doorstep, but ... And it turns out Geoffrey's cool with that.
Yes. Well, we're very fortunate. I think he can think outside the square or whatever they say.
Absolutely. And if he does get up at the Academy Awards and win Best Supporting Actor, maybe there's a chance he'll even tip his hat to Elspeth in his thank you speech.
Well, I hope he tips his hat to Joan Lane because she's the one that really got it off the ground in the first place.
Is it a great film?
It's fantastic. Have you not seen it?
I haven't seen it yet. I've heard nothing but rave reviews from everyone who's seen it, and in particular of Geoffrey Rush's role.
Yes, that's right. I don't know how he didn't get the award the other night. I've seen it 3 times, I have to confess.
And do you sit there saying to everyone who wants to listen, you know, he wouldn't have been, I put it was in an envelope You know, Elspeth, lovely to speak to you. And once we're off air, I'll give you my address. And if Joan's looking for anyone to play, sort of 6'4", tall, slim, very sort of Cary Grant leading man.
Yeah.
And if that character has a sort of short, fat, bald, ugly cousin, I'm perfect. Lovely to speak to you, Elspeth.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope you enjoy it when you see it.